Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Today, we are all over the Ezekiel Elliott news because really it's coming from our show. Kevin, KT Turner, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, all over this stuff. Just in terms of where we are, I'm going to give each of you a quick hot second to recap where we are, starting with you, KT.
Yes, so this morning I was tipped off that there is a flight booked returning from Cabo with Zeke's name on it. So Zeke is booked to come home tomorrow morning. Now, whether Zeke gets on the plane or not, you know, it's up to him if he wants to still hang out in Cabo. But he is booked to come home tomorrow morning, and that works in conjunction with the news that Shippy had received.
Yeah, which was last night I heard that the two sides had talked, and then I heard today that there's no way that Zeke will miss any games. This deal will get done before the regular season gets going. And the latest that I've heard is that the Zeke deal, or the Zeke offer, is going to be much closer to the Gurley deal than the Bell deal, and that the Cowboys will make Zeke earn more of the guaranteed money.
This is all on the heels of Jeff Darlington yesterday, Ed Werder yesterday, Cousin Andy Alberth today from SportsCon. So a lot of positive momentum headed towards a deal getting done. Great intel and information by KT and Shippy, but make no mistake about it, this information getting out could cause Zeke to try to juke everybody and say, what, I'm going to go ahead and stay in Cabo just so I don't lose any leverage in this thing. But fantastic insight and intel from our boys here. Breaking news all over the place, and not their first rodeo. They've broken good news before and had to replace it, had to repair it or buy it. Okay, now with a story about NFL kickers, here's Kevin KT Turner.
So there's been a lot of buzz about Brett Maher so far, and he'll get another opportunity tomorrow night in the preseason game to make a kick or two. Well, there's a great story.
Make a kick or two.
Yeah, there's a great story that came out in Sports Illustrated, and it's about the Chicago Bears' woes at the kicker position. And then once I read through it, after I got through about 5 minutes of it, I was like, this is one of the best football things I've read all year. So
awesome.
I want you to kind of go on a journey with me through the Bears kicker position and realize how insane this is.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the guy. It's the University of Minnesota kicker. His name's Emmett Carpenter. Draft happens. There's like usually two kickers get drafted. He doesn't get drafted. So he gets a phone call from the Bears. It's their special teams coordinator. And he's like, hey, man, will you come to rookie minicamp with the Bears? Yeah, absolutely. I'll sign. He's pumped. He texts his buddy from Purdue and his buddy from Notre Dame. The kicker's there. Hey, guys, did you guys get scooped up? And they both go, yeah, we're going to rookie minicamp with the Bears. They're going, oh, wait, I'm going with the Bears. Wait, all three of us are going with the Bears? This is weird. So they go. And basically, sources around the league told this SI reporter this story that typically you might bring four, the maximum is five, to rookie minicamp in terms of kickers just to work out. Okay. Well, this is an open competition here. The Bears brought in nine kickers.
Ooh.
Nine all at once.
Okay. Do you guys remember when they did settle in on Dan Bailey?
That was the camp where I think that the Cowboys had five or six guys in there.
Now, was that after Nick Folk?
I don't remember the exact order, but I just remember because at the time, me and Ben worked at the other station with Ian Fitzsimmons, and he said the Groza Award winner like 30 times a day because that's what Dan Bailey was. And so I was like, well, I don't know what that means, but if he's the Groza guy, why do we have all these other kickers in here?
And they're the Bears are the ones who have struggled the most at the kicker position, right?
Yeah, so the Bears in the playoffs famously last year, a 43-yarder from Cody Parkey.
That's right.
Now, Cody Parkey, they ended up cutting him.
Because he went on the Today Show.
Well, they had made up their mind. And the story is revealed. They had already made up their mind, but they were irked that he went on the Today Show.
To talk about, and he had shared the same agent as one of the big Cowboy guys at the time.
The Bears are now paying him more than money. It would have been 3.5. They're paying $3.5 million to keep him off the roster.
Oh, okay? God.
So they're looking for a kicker who's good and cheap because you've already got 3.5 into Parkey just not to be there. For someone that's good and cheap, they brought in 9 guys. 6 were rookies. 3 were veteran free agents. Total combined NFL games between the 9 of them, 0 games.
Oh.
Now, there's the kicker from McNeese State. His name is Alex Kelston. He said that when he first walked into rookie minicamp for the Bears, he didn't notice anything different until he went into the cafeteria. And he goes, oh, well, there's that guy from the YouTube highlights. I've seen him. There's the San Diego State kicker with the long blonde hair. I remember him. Oh, my God, look at all the kickers in here. All the kickers are hanging out.
You know, it's like they might have have to have a separate locker room for the kickers.
Yeah, right.
You're staying in the kickers locker room. It's right around the corner.
Now, they asked in this article, they asked special teams coordinator. He was for the Jets and the Saints. He's been doing this for years. And he says, 9 guys is ridiculous. It's not that I wouldn't look at 9 guys. I would. Maybe don't keep that. But he said, but I wouldn't look at 9 guys in a pile like that. That just turns the whole thing into a sham.
Okay, now why?
I'm always attracted to when guys put their nuts on the line.
I mean, it would be better. I mean, maybe this is a slap into the face of the people who are trying to find the kicker. Maybe this is somebody else saying, hey, look, you guys can't find kickers. All right, we're going to get 10 of them. We're going to let them fight to the death. Because otherwise, what you would say is, guys, we need you with your expert analysis to determine of these 10, which 3 are the best. You can have 3. Tell me which, and they're like, man, we can't do it. We don't know what we're watching. We can't tell when a kick goes through the uprights or not. Some of the angles are weird. We need all 10 to be there. This makes no sense.
Okay, so kickers are the relief pitchers of football. Do you remember when the Cowboys used to have a kicking coach? What was his name? Hoffman? Mm-hmm. And it was his job to find kickers because kickers that were consistent were so hard to find. So they actually put resources into just a straight kicking coach that's going to find a kicker. Because even during that dynasty, they just rolled another one out every 2 or 3 years. It's so hard to find a kicker that's going to be good for like 3 to 4 straight years.
Now, during his first meeting with 80-something rookies at rookie minicamp, head coach Matt Nagy introduces himself. He introduces the coaching staff. And then, hey, let's play a little highlight video. And it's like, hey, Bears had a good season. Touchdown pass, touchdown run, sack, all the highlights. And then the music stops, and it shows the 43-yard miss, the double doink. Okay, he goes, the video and the process in general of watching that thing.
That wasn't a doink.
Everyone there was going, man, this seems like they're putting on a show. Why do they have to show us this? Like the music's going. Here's all the highlights, and then and they bring it down, and they've made the 43-yard miss a bigger deal.
We had a story on this about a month or so ago, and we talked about why in the hell are they focusing on that particular yardage? I know that's the miss. But all they're going to do is put stuff in all these guys' minds. Anytime they ever have a 43-yard field goal, they're effed.
That's where we're going. First practice, the 9 kickers are off on their own field. They didn't have kicking nets and weren't allowed to practice with an actual ball, okay? They're just told to stay warm, okay? So they're over there swinging their legs and stretching and stuff. They don't have a net or a ball. When practice is about to end, Coach Matt Nagy started choosing kickers one by one to kick a 43-yard attempt, the same distance of the Parkey miss. The loud music that played all through practice, no. They now went to what they called Augusta silence, okay, like at the Masters. And it's eerie and it's quiet, 43 yards. The first kicker up, Elliott Fry, goes up there, step, gets a step. Miss badly. Walks back to the sideline. Nagy continues practice. The music comes up. Does it again. Gets quiet. Miss. The kickers went 2 of 9 in that part of practice. A few minutes later, he asked all 50 kicker, all nine kickers to line up at the 50-yard line. They each attempted a series of field goals, again, from 43. One kicker said, quote, "It's the whole team, the whole coaching staff, the whole front office, and all the media are watching. There's a weird feeling about the kick just because the spot we're kicking from." They went in numerical order. The first guy's name, funny, it's kind of funny, his name was Cody Blewett.
Oh, my God.
He missed. The next guy, Corey Bednarski, missed. The next guy, Jones, missed. Carpenter missed. So they end up going 2 of 9 from the parky spot, is what it's now known, 43 yards. Okay, the parky spot. Okay, so now they also brought in long snappers. So they had 3 long snappers that they had to bring in because you need a little more long snappers. I'm carrying 9 kickers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing in more guys.
LP Leducer.
One of the long snappers says it was weird because he remembers the Bears telling them, do not talk to the media, do not get on social media, do not post any of the kicker stats. Don't let that get out, okay? Meanwhile, the media is just watching these guys miss and tweet about it.
Wait, who'd they tell not? Did they?
The long snappers.
They told the long snappers
and the kickers.
But they're letting the media be there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All these people that think the Bears are going to be good this year need to rethink all that. They're going to be a 5-win team this year.
So you brought up the Cowboys and they brought their kicking coach in. Well, for rookie minicamp, the Bears hired a well-known independent kicking coach by the name of Jamie Cole. And what he used to do... I don't know if he goes by J. Cole, but he comes in and he's charting field goals, right? And he's recording data. Like, what's the launch angle? What's the apex of the kick? Okay, what's all this stuff? He's using a radar system called TrackMan. TrackMan had never been used in football before. It had only been used in golf to get the speed of golfer swings. So he's using this, and they're going through all these analytics. Meanwhile, the kickers are going, I don't think these analytics are right. So they put on this chart the second day of rookie minicamp after they had all those misses and had a bad day on day one. On a whiteboard, it's got all the kickers. It's got their name, their number, and specifically how they fared in practice one. One kicker said, some of us were getting together like, man, I think you made more kicks than it's saying. They had all the numbers wrong on the board. They were all missed. They said, we were all paying attention like hawks to each other because we know who missed. We know how many. Were they taking points off if they thought the kick was going to get blocked? It was a real weird deal. So they got these analytics and they're like, I don't even know what these analytics mean. For instance, I've got one of the things, Casey Bednarski, 15 points. And then in all caps, it says, ball trajectory is a major concern. John Barron, 13 points. Must improve field goal and mile per hour off the foot.
This sounds like baseball analytics.
They're going, what does it mean? Improve field goal?
Talking about launch angle, exit velocity.
I love baseball.
Thanks, Josh. Said many of them thought that kicking guru Jamie Cole was biased due to previous relationships. Quote, all of Jamie's guys, they could have shanked the kick, and he would be like, oh, it's okay. You still had really good rotation. You still got your foot around the ball. He said, I don't think the situation will be solved or will be what the team needs until Jamie Cole is gone. And what I found out is that three of the 9 guys that were brought in to try out, one went to Jamie Cole's kicking camp, one trained with him in a pre-draft process, and another guy that they just traded for, his name is Eddie Pinero. Eddie Pinero is now the Bears kicker. The Bears traded a 7th rounder, and they don't have any draft capital at all this year because they're still paying the Trubisky fund and the Khalil Mack, all that. Okay, so they don't have much. They traded to the Bears to bring in Eddie Pinero, again, a guy with no NFL experience, but he is a guy who Jamie Cole had recommended because he had worked with him back in college, all right? This is from Jay Feely, NFL kicker, who sometimes weirdly is on NFL broadcast for like one of the weird games. Is like, if the kicker's used, I'm going to know what hash and what the distance is.
They put him on those Romo broadcasts.
He said, he's on the main one. Yeah. He goes, if I were Matt Nagy, I wouldn't keep harping on that kick. You wouldn't do this with any other position. Receivers drop passes. Quarterbacks throw interceptions. Putting the kickers at that number piles expectations on those guys. You're creating a negative situation. Just move on. One kicker requested anonymity because he didn't want to be. He's like, I might not be able to latch onto another team. He said, man, all the vibes they were giving us during these meetings did not seem positive at all.
Good God. It's like a Bermuda Triangle there. On one hand, devil's advocate, you could understand why they would want to go ahead and address it head on. This is a big crisis for us. hey, there's not going to be more pressure in that situation than there would be to win a game from that distance. So you might as well see what these guys are made of under tremendous pressure from that spot, but it's way over the top.
So they asked in the article several kicking sources, which sounds weird, but it says several sources active in the kicking community say Cody Parkey is clearly a better kicker than anyone the Bears have brought in this offseason.
Congrats on having a source.
Parkey is currently living with his wife in Jupiter, Florida, and playing golf every day. It said with three, then they had a little note from the preseason. 3 seconds left in the first half of the preseason opener. The Bears found themselves at the Carolina 25-yard line. They're about to have in the first preseason game. 43-yard
field goal is great.
Ron Rivera of the Panthers, who I kind of learned to like from All or Nothing, calls a timeout to ice the kicker. And he's smiling. He's looking over and smiling.
And he's got a grudge match to hold against the Bears,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Elliot Fry comes on, knocks down the kick. Boom. Fans go wild that it was a 43-yarder. Then, the next week, Elliot Fry cut. He missed a 47-yarder against the Giants in the second preseason game. They cut him. Then they traded for Eddie Pinheiro. Eddie Pinheiro is now their kicker. They tried to trade for Kari Vedvik, who was with the Ravens, is now with the Vikings, and now just kind of punting for them. So there's a chance Dan Bailey's job is saved in Minnesota. But that's what they consider doing. Without draft picks or a lot of draft capital, they're like, we got to get a kicker.
And Ron Rivera iced him to help to help the Bears out. Because he's a former member. He played for the Bears. And he
I knew he had Bears ties. I thought he got passed over for a job there, though.
I think he was like a defensive line coach at some point. But he came out afterwards and was like, yeah, I was just trying to help him out with their kicker competition.
Great. That is gold. Good stuff, KT.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.